The reading is taken from John chapter 6, beginning at the first verse, and this can be found on page 1069 in the Pew Bibles. Jesus feeds the 5,000. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
Patricia. Thank you very much. May I add my welcome to that of Alex's. It's lovely to see you all this morning. I'm going to be putting some pictures up on the board to help us think about some words. If you want to come forward and maybe bring a cushion with you if you want to sit on, then you're welcome to come forward. You'll get a better view, and you might be able to help me with some of my questions as well. So if you want to pop forward, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Well, it's very nice to see you all this morning. Now, let me ask you a question. Here, I've got a carton of milk. If I said, "Where does this milk come from?" where might you say? A cow or?
A shop.
Or a shop? Yeah, absolutely right. See, we could say the milk, well, I bought the milk in the supermarket. Other supermarkets are available. But that is where the milk came from. But actually, it didn't begin its journey there, did it? The milk began its journey in a cow. And then the farmer comes along and milks the cow. And then the milk goes in a truck where it goes to a factory. And then it's put in a carton. And then we can buy it from the supermarket. So the milk goes on quite a long journey. Now, what about this one? If I asked you, where does bread come from? What might you say, Arthur? Supermarket or? From the farm, yeah. So wheat or barley, like in our reading, you have to wait for ages for it to grow. And then once you harvest it, why might you put it in one of these things? Does anyone know what they do? Or used to do? Any idea what windmill does? Yeah, absolutely. Grinds it into what? Flour. Absolutely brilliant. And then once you've bought the flour, you can ask someone to bake you a loaf of bread. And then once they've baked the loaf of bread, you can go to the supermarket, take it home, and put it and eat it. Who likes jam on their bread? Who likes Marmite? Wow, popular. Amazing. Okay. Well, I wonder if you think that bread and that milk are important. See, from some words from Jesus we're going to think about today, he wants us to understand that bread is really, really important. And we're going to think about another journey, just like the milk goes on quite a long journey to the supermarket, and the bread goes on quite a long journey to the supermarket. I want us to think about us going on a trip, okay? So, you've got your suitcase, you're going away somewhere. If you packed these, what sort of a holiday might you be going on? To Germany, to do what? Ski, absolutely right. That would be a skiing holiday. Good thing to take skis for. Who knows what that is there? Matthew? Snorkel. What sort of a holiday might you be going on if you packed a snorkel? A diving, yeah, somewhere, hopefully it'd be somewhere warm and sunny so you could go into the sea and see what sort of creatures are under the water. Now, if you packed these, what sort of a holiday might you be going on? A hiking holiday, every young person's dream, going on a walking holiday with their parents. But if you were going on a walking holiday, you'd want a really strong pair of boots, wouldn't you, to help you with your walking. And here's the thing. There's a story in the Old Testament where God's people go on a very long journey. They go on a really long journey, and it's all to do with this guy. We call him Moses, okay? And in the Old Testament, that's the first half of our Bibles, God uses Moses to rescue his people. You see, his people are in Egypt, and we might think, oh, Egypt. That is a lovely place to go snorkeling. And it would be, but that's not why God's people were in Egypt. Actually, they were having a miserable time because Pharaoh had made them slaves. So they were having a horrible time in Egypt, but God, just as he promised, sent Moses to Egypt to rescue his people. And that's exactly what happens. We can read all about it in our Bibles, where God's people, they leave Egypt, and God says, I'm going to take you to my special promised land. But to get there, they have to go on a journey. They have to go on a journey through the wilderness or the desert. And actually, it's a very, very long journey. It takes them 40 years to make this journey. But what they realized during that time is what they needed more than walking boots was food. Because they got out there, they had nothing to eat, and they were hungry. And maybe they had nothing to eat, but God said, don't worry, I will provide food for you. And God provided bread. He provided bread for them every day. So every day they were in the wilderness, they didn't go hungry. And they realized that bread was the most important thing they needed. And that's because bread is what they ate. So they didn't have French fries, they just had bread. They didn't even have pasta and sauce. They just had bread. And believe it or not, they had no ice cream. They just had bread. And it wasn't even the sort of bread where we might put a beef burger in. We like that, don't we? Or the sort of bread where we might have a cheese sandwich. They just had bread. But they realized that bread was so important because if they didn't have bread, they'd be hungry. And if they didn't have food, then eventually they'd die. So their time in the wilderness, they realized that bread was super important. And God said, I will give you fresh bread every day, bread from heaven. It didn't keep to the next day. If they tried to keep it to the next day, then actually they just had to put it in the bin because it went off. So they had to trust God every day that he would do what he said he would do. And that is exactly what God did. He provided bread for them all the way until they made it to the promised land. So they understood that bread was really important. They needed it every day to live. But just imagine if there was bread that meant you could live forever. That would be amazing kind of bread, wouldn't it? Well, in our Bible verse we're going to think about today, Jesus talks about bread. And he does that partly because he's just done an amazing miracle. Now, when Patricia did the reading, what miracle had Jesus just done? There's a clue. Any ideas? He took some bread and fish. Yeah, people have been following him. 15,000 people were there to hear Jesus speak, and they were hungry, and they had no lunch. So Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he did an amazing miracle where he fed everybody there until their tummies were completely full. So they come and see Jesus the next day. They want him to do something amazing again. But rather than do an amazing miracle with fish and bread, Jesus says something amazing. The clue is in this bread roll. So who can help me? Who hasn't helped me yet? Anyone volunteer? Yeah, come on up. Can you have a look inside that bread roll for me and see if you can find anything? Oh, brilliant. What is it? Thank you very much. Have a sit down. Brilliant. Here's our Bible verse, okay? And it's coming up on the screen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So Jesus is saying, I'm like bread. Now that could be a bit confusing, couldn't it? What does Jesus mean when he says, I am the bread of life? Well, Jesus is saying, I am like bread. You see, bread, if we have bread to eat, then we live, don't we? We understand that. They understood that in the wilderness. They needed bread each day to keep living. Well, when Jesus said he's the bread of life, Jesus is saying that he is the one who can give eternal life. Jesus is saying, if you come to me, if you believe in me, you will live forever. Now, at this point, some people might say, well, hang on, Andy, I'm not sure I want to live forever, because sometimes the world is a sad place. Sometimes the world is messy. Sometimes people hurt one another. I'm not sure I want to live forever in that kind of a world. But we need to remember that God makes an amazing promise in the Bible where he will make this world new, where there will be no more mess, there will be no more hurting one another, and even better, we get to live with God happily all the time. So if we think eternal life that Jesus promises is great, what do we need to do? Well, Jesus tells us in the Bible we need to come to him, we need to believe him, which is pretty obvious when we think about it. If you were really, really hungry, you thought, well, I'm going to have a look in the fridge. But the fridge was empty and you were still really hungry. And then there was a knock at the door and you go to the door and someone's offering you a loaf of bread. What would you do? Take it and do what with it? You'd eat it because you're hungry. Exactly. And if you're hungry for eternal life, Jesus says, you just need to come to me. Hold out your hands and he will give us eternal life. It's an amazing offer from Jesus. We come to him, we believe in him. And I want to suggest that is as easy as ABC. So just as I finish, ABC. The first thing we need to do is admit that we need Jesus' help. And admit that we're part of the problem. Do you remember that messy world? Well, sometimes we don't do what God says. Sometimes we make a mess of other things. Sometimes we hurt other people. We need to admit we're the problem, not the solution. But as Jesus says, we need to then believe in him. Believe that Jesus is the bread of life. Believe that Jesus is the one who can give us that gift of eternal life. And what does it mean to be believing in Jesus? Well, it means committing to following him as our king. It's an amazing invitation from Jesus. He says, I can give you eternal life. You just need to come to me. Thank you very much for your help. Shall I say a prayer? And then you can go back to your seats. Father God, thank you that Jesus is the bread of life. Thank you that he proved he was God by the miracles he did. But thank you too that he was willing to give up his life so that we could have eternal life. Please help us understand what it means to believe and commit to following him. Amen.